This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's a beautiful spring in southeastern Arizona. It's a little dry, but it's spring, and I enjoy cool nights and warm days, and I'm watching trees and shrubs all around me to see how they will come back from some pretty hard winter freezes. And though we had some snow and rain, I wouldn't call it a particularly wet winter. Anyway, you know, right now I wish I could give every plant and animal along the Ohelote a big drink of water. I think of all the water drawn from the aquifer beneath the Sulphur Springs Valley, all the water pumped up to grow fodder. Very little water goes to crops for human consumption near us. You know, the question is, would you really want to buy something? Some AgBiz food product grown in the chemically dependent Sulphur Springs Valley. It's enough to make you want to go to a farmer's market. Anyway, I confess to irrigating a small garden and a landscape, too. And with the landscape, I've made note of so many plants that have simply naturalized and survive on rainfall, if there ever will be more. Okay. In my little greenhouse, I've been planting lots of seed. Ms. Mesquite has concentrated on vegetable seedlings, with great success, I might add. So pepper plants are sprouting while I walk up and down a bench full of flats with seed from sumacs and forestiera and morris and indigofera and anemone or anemone, if you prefer, and salvia apiana and senecio. And, of course, I have to wander over to my wife's tomatoes and peppers to get my germinating fix. Yeah. In the morning, I find myself just peering into a flat of planting medium. Come on, Dahlia. Come on, come on, come on, come to Papa. Same thing in the afternoon. Come on, Senecio, come to Papa. Well, a watched flat doesn't germ, so I put in some quick and easy flats to boost my spirits. Gallardia pucella. Yay! Fire wheel, Indian blanket, whatever you call it. It came up in a week and it looks like sod. And taking Ms. Mesquite's lead, I planted some chiltepines. It took a while, but yowzer! A flat of chiltepines. And how's about Zinnia multiflora, that wonderful, beautiful, happy, 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 gay, gay native annual zinnia. Yay! And with those flats mixed in with all the other ones, you know, like the seeds of Mount Mahogany, milkweeds, and pines, and junipers, everybody just started popping tiny, tiny seeds, big seeds, all with their cute cotyledons. Cute cotyledons is not a recommended pickup line in a bar. Anyway, but cute green cotyledons have this fellow very excited. And when I go through seed, you know, I'll always find a special packet given to me by my friend Mimi over in the Bisbee area. She's an extraordinary botanist and herbalist. She's so fun. But we run into each other at a farmer's market we both frequent, and she'll hand me a tiny packet with seed and an exquisite label and give me a mysterious smile and disappear into the vegetable section. So I found a Mimi packet labeled Secalium Decompositum. Secalium is Greek for a small broken part of a colt's foot. And Decompositum is what Beethoven is doing, I think. But listen, this plant is in the Asteraceae. The Secalium Decompositum is in its northernmost range out of Sonora. This Secalium Decompositum with its lacy green leaves mound. It's a mound of lacy green leaves and this tall white flowered scape. It's very beautiful. Yeah. This Indian brush found in the coniferous forest of southeastern Arizona, a plant with medicinal uses for diabetes and kidney ailments. Is that cool? It's pretty darn cool. This Secalium Decompositum was German. It was germinating in my greenhouse. Oh, woo-hoo! I think I'm on my way to great wealth. Or maybe not. Maybe not, because I read in a book when I was reading about this plant, it said, quote, a plant of little garden value. Oh, yeah? Well, it's German in my greenhouse, and that gives it a great value. Oh, my gosh, my friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.